I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on June 1st, 2020. Linus Torvalds has released version 5.7 of the Linux kernel. While majoring on internal kernel facets, the new release does add support for additional chipsets and hardware features. A driver to control USB fast charging on iOS devices has landed, and support for Intel's modern Tiger Lake graphics has been promoted from experimental status and is now enabled by default. The release also includes a new Samsung-developed XFAT file system driver, and among the more notable consumer products now enjoying mainline kernel support are the Pinebook Pro laptop, as well as Pine's phone and tablet devices. Kernel task scheduling is now better aware of CPU throttling due to thermal conditions, and further improvements should result from the introduction of frequency invariant scheduler counting, which has been implemented for certain x86 CPUs. Among many security improvements, the new release adds ARM64 pointer authentication protection within the kernel, and also includes a new Linux security module to be used in conjunction with BPF programs. The release also ushers in a source code formatting change, which many had expected following widely publicized comments from Torvalds late last week. Reflecting on the advances in display hardware commonly in use, Torvalds had queried whether a strict 80-column limit on source code formatting still made sense, and a last-minute patch in the release cycle has now deprecated that requirement for kernel developers. A new version of the Foliate eBook Reader has been released. Version 2.2 of the popular GTK-based app adds a new library view and has increased the number of eBook formats that it recognizes. Like the library view and other eBook readers, Foliate now displays the titles that you've been reading recently, as well as your progress through them. The application also boasts a new discovery feature, which uses the Open Publication Distribution System to help you find more free and paid-for books from a variety of different publishers. As for media handling, the new version adds support for fiction book and comic book archive formats, and can now handle both unpacked EPUB files as well as plain text. While Foliate provides access to a wealth of different ebooks completely legally, questions that have been swirling around the lending practices of the Internet Archive are finally going to be tested in court. Although publishers had been unhappy with the organization's library feature for some time, matters seem to have come to a head with the Internet Archive's decision in March to provide wait-free access to titles in response to the coronavirus crisis. Member companies of the Association of American Publishers filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against the organization today, which seeks to halt all of its operations in that line of business. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/163. We'll be off the week of the 8th, but we will be back this Wednesday.